connection with it. I believe it was through your father. If you could elaborate on that.
Yes, my father was a self-employed plumber, and he was roped in to be the maintenance man at the camp, the plumbing maintenance in the camp. And I was a boy, of course, at the time, and ended up, when he was called out to go down there, ended up being dragged down to help him. So I spent quite a lot of time in the camp with him, either after school or weekends or during school holidays. So spent a lot of time snooping around, looking at things. Nobody ever seemed to mind. Don't remember anybody telling me to clear off or object to what I was doing there or anything. They probably knew who I was by sight by then. But trouble is, in those days, you know, you just nosed and you didn't really absorb it all for the future, because, you know, people just got on with what they had to do. So, and it was all, nobody really knew. I don't think anybody in the camp knew, apart from the boffins, what actually was done there. So there's all sorts of crashes and bangs and explosions and whizzes and things, and you just got on with what you were doing, you know. And as I say, I think a lot of the people that worked there were ancillary people who also just got on with their work and drove the lorries and cooked the food or whatever they had to do, and left it to the boffins to do all the secret work that went on there.